Hello and welcome to my training. My name is Chuck Holmes. I'm a network marketing professional. Today's training is going to be one of my favorite topics. We're going to take some time and I'm going to teach you how to create your own MLM system. As a real quick overview, we're going to talk about what is a system, what are the different types of systems you might want to have in your business, why do you need one? I'm going to go through what my system is just to give you examples. You don't have to do exactly what I do, but I want to give you some insights, some examples, and then we'll go through some final thoughts. So let's start with some of the common questions that people have about systems. And the first one is, what is a system? And a system is really a standardized, documented, automated way of doing something. Think of it as a documented process that works with or without you. When you look at businesses like Subway, Burger King, McDonald's, other franchises, they're successful because they have a system, and their system is basically their standard operating procedure. It's a big book with how they do everything in their business. So anyone can open the book and they know exactly what to do for that task or for that job. That's where a good system comes in hand. Next, we have, what are the common types of systems that you're going to want to have in your business? Well, there's two that I know of. You're going to want to have a lead generation system, which is the most important. And then you're going to want to have a training or getting started system. In most companies, in most cases, your upline or the company, they're going to provide a training system and a getting started system. You might have to tweak it a little bit for you and your team, but the lead generation system, you're on your own. Everybody watching this video needs to come up with their own lead generation system, whether it's old school, new school, combination of both. You got to have some type of system that you can follow that's going to work for you. And why do you need a system? Because people fail. Systems succeed, but people mess things up. Plus, you want to save time, you want to work smart, and you want to be more productive in your business, especially if you're a part-timer and you're trying to fit this business into your busy schedule. Well, we skipped a slide. There we go. So my real business, and I want to share this slide first before I go into my system and the details, because I think it's important to understand the big picture. So in my case, my real business is my email list. It's not my MLM company. I love my MLM company. I'm always building it. But my real goal every day is to build my email list, because I know if I do that, in return, I will build my team and I'll build my downline. So I focus 100% of my time, my money, my effort on building my email list. I also want to throw in there, even if you're an old school networker and you're talking to people face to face, you still want to build an email list. It is going to be your most valuable asset. And when I say email list, I don't just mean your Outlook contacts. I mean using an autoresponder software, which we'll go into in a minute, that manages all your contacts in one place. So as I build my email list, my goal is to build up the like, know, and trust. How do I do that? I send emails that are educational, that are entertaining, that provide value, because I want my audience to like, know, and trust me. And then what I do, I also mix in a combination in my emails about my products and my income opportunity. And then I wait for people to contact me first. So if you get nothing else out of this, you need to have a focus of building your own email list. We're going to talk about why in a minute, but everyone in network marketing, everyone with a business of any kind needs to have an email list for their business. When you think about Amazon, when you think about eBay, it's not their products that make them so powerful. It is their email list, their customer list that makes them powerful. They have a big list and they can sell anything to their list rather than vice versa. So let's talk about my lead generation system real quick, what I do, what I've used. Now, I've been using online systems for almost 14 years, so since 2009. The components of my system are quite simple. I have a capture page. I have an email follow-up series, which is nothing more than a bunch of pre-written emails. And then I have traffic going to my capture page. My capture page and my email follow-up series are all managed in my autoresponder. I personally use AWeber. Some people like GetResponse. Some people use LeadsLeap. Some people use PowerLead System. There's lots of options, but you need to have an autoresponder where you can create a capture page and you can pre-write your emails and upload them. That's going to be your system. And then most importantly, you got to have traffic. So this is a summary of how my system works. Now, I'm a student of Dan Kennedy, and one of the most valuable lessons Dan Kennedy taught me, and no, he's not a network marketer, he's a marketer, but he taught me my goal is to be the welcome guest not the uninvited pest. I want people to contact me first about my products or opportunity rather than me running around chasing everybody. Now, I understand when you're new and you're going through your warm market and you're acquiring some customers and you're reaching out to some people, that's great. But at some point, you want to transition from that sooner than later to where you are the welcome guest, not the uninvited pest, and you have people reaching out to you. So this is what I do to make my system work. I drive traffic to my capture pages using a variety of techniques. I like YouTube, podcasts, blogs, paid ads, postcards, LinkedIn, Facebook, all kinds of different things. Some of this traffic that goes to my capture page, and I'll show you what it looks like on the next slide, but some of it opts into my email list and they become a subscriber. Basically, they go to my website, they type in their email, they become a subscriber, they get added into my autoresponder list, and now they start getting the emails that I wrote that are pre-written and they're pre-scheduled in my autoresponder. I do not call, text, contact any of my leads. I let my emails go out to them. That sorts through my prospects. Uninterested people, they unsubscribe. Interested people, check out the links or the information in the email. They go to my website, they join on their own, or they reply to my email, or they text me or call me with their questions, and then they join. This is my strategy for the business. Now, here's what you need to understand. Most of the people that I enroll in my business, and I've enrolled a lot of people, most of them are in my autoresponder. They're in my funnel. They're in my system for 3 to 6 months, and they've received 20, 30, 40, 50, sometimes 100 emails from me before they took action and joined my team. And my only goal each day with my system is to generate as many leads as possible. I know that if I'm adding new leads to my funnel or to my system, those two words are interchanged every day. I know that I'm going to have new reps coming into my business every single day. And the more people I get into my system, into my funnel, the more people I recruit and retail into my business. So what you see right here is one of the capture pages that I use for my business. I have 4 or 5 different ones. This is my current one, and I do test and I do tweak, and I'm always trying to improve it. Your capture page does not have to look exactly like mine, but you need some type of capture page. And a capture page, in case you don't know, it has a headline, a few bullet points, a call to action, and it's just a good overview about what you're offering people. It shouldn't say the name of your company, shouldn't say the name of your product. It should be generic, and it should really brand you. You can see my picture on here. You can see a few benefits of what our company, what our team offers prospects. They come to this website, they look at the information. If it piques their curiosity, they type in their email. And then once they type in their email, they get added to my funnel and they start getting emails from me. And those emails are designed to build up that like, know, and trust and to pre-sell them on what I'm offering them. So I use a website, Best Home Biz, this year. I just went to Google Domains. I bought a domain for $12. I have it forwarded to a capture page that I created right in AWeber. It's AWeber. I think I spend like $30 a month, $40 a month. And then what I do is that they let you create capture pages, and I buy a domain, and then I send that link to the domain that I purchased, and then I start promoting it. And about 1 in 5 people who come to my capture page, they type in their email. And the reason I get about 1 in 5 is I try to send very targeted traffic to my capture page. I don't just send anybody, because you want to have a niche market. You want to have a target market, just like any business has. So whatever your capture page is designed around, your business opportunity, one of your products, you need to make sure the people you're sending to your capture page are people in the target market who would buy or join something like that. So once again, about 1 in 5 people subscribe. And then I have about 120, maybe 130 pre-written emails in my autoresponder that I have built up over a period of time. I had a copywriter write some. I try to add a couple every week. And over the course of a few years, I now have about 120, 130 emails. They get an email from me, subscribers, about 4 to 5 times a week, sometimes 6 or 7 times a week, but usually once a day, Monday through Friday, I try to have people in my list getting emails from me. The reason I do that is because it takes time to warm up your prospect. And if you're only contacting them once a week, once every couple of weeks, they're going to forget about you quickly. They have a lot of other people fighting for their attention. I've also had people receive emails from me for 3 to 6 months. They never opened one. And then finally, at some point, after 6 months of hearing from me, they opened an email, the timing was right for them, and then they decided to take action and join my business. So most people, they have received 20, 30, 40, sometimes 50 or more emails from me before they join my team. This is the biggest takeaway from this training. If you get nothing else out of this, understand there will be low-hanging fruit out there, people you talk to who will join your business today. But most people, they're not in the market for what you have today at this specific minute in time. But they will be in the future if you stay in touch with them, you don't use hype, you don't use pressure, and you have an automated follow-up process that keeps you, your business, and your products at the forefront of their mind when the timing does become right. So this is like a visualization of a system. This is kind of like my goal or how my whole system or how any system works. Basically, at the top, you're driving traffic. You're adding a lot of people into that sales funnel. So maybe you put 100 people in at the top. Now your emails are starting to engage with the people who have entered your funnel. Some of those people are going to unsubscribe. Some of those people aren't going to do anything for a while. Some people are going to be ready right now and they're going to take action, but you're building up that like, know, and trust by providing educational, entertaining information that will be of value to them. If all your emails are just sales messages, they're going to unsubscribe. They're not going to join. I try to write in a conversational tone. I try to make my emails a little bit witty. I try to tell a lot of stories so that they're entertaining and my prospect looks forward to getting the emails. So as you're starting to interact with people through your emails, a percentage of them are going to convert. Now, maybe one out of 20 convert, maybe one out of five convert. It's going to be different for everyone based off the traffic you're sending to your funnel and the quality of your emails that you have in your funnel. And then as you convert people, you're now taking that relationship offline. They've joined your team. They've become a customer. Now you can add them to your Facebook group. You can add them to your regular mailing list. You can text them and talk to them and start to build up that like, know, and trust in face-to-face world. So this is how any type of system works, whether you're doing it online or offline. I believe everyone needs the email funnel, even if they're building their business offline, because it gives you that added leverage and it lets you do all the follow-up and the sorting without you physically doing it yourself. So you can have the best funnel in the whole wide world. You can have the best system in the whole wide world. And I just want to throw this out there one more time. When I say funnel or lead generation system, it's really the same thing. Once you have your capture page, once you have your emails written, those are the first two steps. You have to send traffic to your capture page. If you don't do that, you will fail miserably. You can have the ugliest website in the whole wide world, but if you send a lot of traffic to it, you're going to generate leads. You can have the most beautiful website or capture page in the whole wide world, but if you don't get steady traffic to it, you're going to fail miserably. So what I recommend you do is have a bunch of fishing lines in the water. This is what I teach my team. If you're out fishing, the more hooks you have in the water with bait on them, the more fish you're going to catch and the higher likelihood you're going to catch fish than if you just have one line with one hook on it. So you want to use a combination of strategies to promote your website. You can use paid and free strategies. Some of the things I like to use, YouTube videos like this, Postcard, SafeList, email marketing, podcasts, blogging, social media, pay-per-click ads. I probably do 50, 60 different strategies to get traffic. Some of them work really good sometimes, some of them don't. But when you add them all together, it sends a lot of traffic to my websites. And that's why I can recruit so many people, is because I have a ton of leads. And from that, I find a few people to join my business. And the more leads I get in there, the more people I sign up. And you should make it a goal to have minimum 50 or 100 people a day visiting your website. Now, this won't happen overnight. But if you do this, you should be generating 5 or 10 leads a day, every day into your business. And over the course of a month, that's 150 to 300 leads. You should be sponsoring 5-10 people out of that almost every month if you can get that many people into your system or into your sales funnel every single day. So traffic is really the secret, even more important than what your capture page looks like or your emails. I do recommend you have a good capture page slash website. And I do recommend you have a good email sequence. But even if you don't, if you have a ton of good traffic going to it, you're going to be okay. The second type of system and the last one that we're going to cover on this training would be your training and getting started system. Now, this is pretty easy. In most cases, your upline already has this in place. Maybe you joined a company like I did when there weren't a lot of leaders in the company. So I had to create all these things from scratch for my own team, which is fine. I don't wish anyone to be in that situation. But if you do have to be in that situation, then this is what you're going to have to do. You're going to want to create some type of training website for your team. Hopefully the company has one, but in a lot of cases they don't. You should have a Facebook group for your team so different leaders can help train your people in addition to just you doing it. Maybe have a getting started manual or a formal getting started training, perhaps on a video that you do. I also recommend you have some weekly training webinars. So what I did for my own team as a getting started in a training system, I send everybody to the team website that I created, HBN Rockstars. You can check it out whether you're on my team or not. That is the go-to place I send everybody for any business-related question. Before you call me, before you email me, go to that website and find the answer to your own question because it's already on there. And I did that to save myself time and to save other people on my time. They can send people that they enrolled to the team training website. Everybody gets the same information. It's out there 24/7 and it frees up your time. The Facebook group is also very beneficial. A lot of people are on Facebook. You can have all the information that's on your team training website also in your Facebook group. So your new people can basically join your group and have access to all the information they need right at their fingertips. I also recommend some type of weekly training calls or weekly training webinars. We do a Tuesday business training and a Thursday product training in our team. I do the Tuesday training. We have other leaders that do the product training on Thursday. So this is the getting started system I've created for my team. If you are in a different company, you probably have a similar system, maybe a little bit different. If you are in a company or a team, you don't have any of these things in place, I would start calling up line until you found somebody who does have these things in place, or you're going to have to, from scratch, create them all on your own. So this video is a little bit longer than most of my training, but we're at the final thoughts now. We've covered a lot of information. We've talked about your lead system, why you need one, how to create one, the components of it, the reason why you need traffic, some different ways that you can get traffic. The bottom line is systems save you time, money, and energy. Time is your most valuable asset. You have to work smart, especially if you're a part-timer in this industry. You only got so much time in a day. Time is very limited. Look for an upline who has good systems or create your own. Now, this is what I tell people. If you're not in a company yet, find a company you want to join and then find your upline before you join the company. It's very important. If you're already in a company, keep calling upline until you find somebody who has some of these things in place. If you go upline enough, there is somebody who has these systems in place. If you cannot find someone like that, you have two choices. You can go to a new company or you can create all these things yourself for your own team when it comes to the getting started training system. Keep tweaking and keep improving your system and give yourself time to succeed. Nobody is a lead generation expert on day one. It all takes time. You're going to make some mistakes. You got to give yourself time to succeed. And the money is in the list and the fortune is in the follow-up. So even if you are a highly talented belly-to-belly recruiter, and I admire people like that, I am not one of them, you should have an email list so that you can follow up with people automatically. You can avoid rejection and you can sponsor more people. Build your list. The bigger your list, the better. The better the relationship you have on your list, the better. Your list will be like an ATM machine if you build it right, if you keep adding new people daily, and if you keep staying in touch with people and you provide value. That is what it's going to take to sign up more reps, to build a bigger team. You have to master this lead generation. You have to have a system that works for you. It does not have to be the Chuck Holmes system, but it has to be a system that you can use, that you can leverage in your own business. So, this has been a great video. Hopefully you have got some benefit from it. I enjoy teaching on topics like this. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to check out my other training as well. You can also check out the links below this video in the description box if you're watching this on YouTube, or you can go to my website, charlesholmes.net, to have access to my favorite tools and resources or learn more about what I do. With that, have a great day. Talk to you soon. See you at the top.